Hello, it is day four of the 2015 Imagine Cup World Finals.
Oh my God, today was my favorite.
It was nuts.
It was awesome. It was crazy, just emotions.
Oh my, they were so excited.
Oh, I was excited.
I was excited too.
I was nervous, I was excited, I couldn't handle it. Oh my God,
we announced all the winners for the three different categories and the other awards, Ability Award and the People's Choice Award, plus MSP of the Year, plus Design Expo.
I mean, there was a lot.
Packed.
I will let you read your phone.
All right, there's so many winners that we gotta read the phone. So first in the games category, in first place was Ovivo from Russia. Awesome work. Second place was Bounce Em Up from Netherlands. And third place was Lost Shadow from China. They did awesome work.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited about those games. I can't wait to see how Team Russia does.
I was going to say,
tomorrow,
when I saw Team Russia's game, they made that little video for them. I was really blown away. I was like, I'm going to download that on my Xbox.
It's super simple, just like black and white, but it's so innovative.
Artsy, you know? It's pretty. They say it's perfect for like a relaxing video game. All the games I play make me more tense. I was like, I am down to download this game.
Yeah.
Just like, relax.
Ovivo, look it up. Look it up. It'll be off soon. And so the next category is World Citizenship.
Ah, yes.
Yes. And for World Citizenship, the first place winners were eFit Fashion with their project Clothes For Me from Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
And they absolutely exploded when they found out that they won. It was awesome. Tons of energy.
That session's actually available on Channel 9. When we did the streaming yesterday.
This is World Championship. Innovation.
You said the wrong one.
I said the wrong one. This is Innovation, guys.
This is Innovation, not World Citizenship.
Not World Citizenship.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, my brain. Yeah, it's been a very long day.
Rewind. But yes, that is on
it
Channel 9
It is on streaming
so
on Channel 9.
You can go watch
9,
this
watch
session,
it.
See what it's all about.
Yeah,
very
it's
cool
really
product.
Cool stuff. And these two as well. Noobs team from Azerbaijan.
Yes.
First time to World Finals and winners.
Yeah.
First time around, second place.
Awesome.
For their project Spinal. Really cool wearable that makes sure you have good posture.
Yep.
Which gold house I have.
Yeah, I know. Let's stand up straight. All right.
And third place was Sim from the United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, the networking one. Hey, how are you
doing? The handshake app.
No more cards, no more business cards.
No. And actually, it works on the band, but our bands are the wrong hands. So we got to be like this weird handshake.
Awkward.
There we go.
But it works. It's cool.
That was Innovation.
Now it's World Citizenship.
All the Innovation are online. Please check them out.
Yes.
Really cool stuff. Now for World Citizenship, Australia with a repeat. They won last year, they win this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Team Inemia won last year.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
With virtual dementia experience.
Okay, Australia's doing something over there.
What are they doing over there? So, they got advice from Inemia, probably,
That's true, actually.
Awesome virtual reality simulation to kind of simulate dementia for people that aren't familiar with what the symptoms are. So you can understand
spread the awareness,
more.
Yeah, for sure.
Really cool stuff. The second place winner was Matzer from Singapore.
Yes.
The mosquito detection app.
Oh, that is great.
One of the judges was checking out and she actually dipped her finger. She didn't realize there was like a sticky liquid in there.
Oh my God.
So it was pretty funny. She was like, yeah, don't put your finger in the liquid.
We don't have footage of that.
No, we don't. We don't. And third place was Prognosis from Greece.
They won another award too.
They did. They also won the Ability Award, which they were super excited about.
Oh, cool.
Their app is one of the first Parkinson's disease detection apps.
Oh my God.
And it's really cool. You just say into the phone and it uses your voice and it uses Azure and all this machine learning to detect whether or not you have any pre-detect any symptoms of Parkinson's. It's awesome stuff. They're super excited to come back and they were super emotional about the Ability Award. And the last award was the People's Choice from During Tech Ready at Ask the Experts.
Yes.
And My Story, Team My Story from Hungary won that one. So
is it My Story or Mystory?
Mystery. Mystory, My Story.
It depends on how you pronounce it. He'll say My Story,
I'll say Me Story. Tomato, that's
awesome, yes. They're also in the Innovation category.
Yeah,
so you can see their
session online too.
Cool.
And then after that,
what
you would think that would be all.
You think that'll be enough for one day, but no.
The top three teams are off rehearsing, getting ready for tomorrow. The World Championship streamed live on Channel 9, ImagineCup.com. It's going to be amazing. We have Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley, Alex Kipman, and Jens Bergensten. And actually, Jens signed a bunch of t-shirts today, because guess what we did today?
The hackathon. Oh, no. The
coding camps.
The coding camps.
We taught 2,000, over 2,000 kids how to learn how to code. It was insane. Kids from Boys and Girls Clubs of America, kids from Microsoft. It was unbelievable.
And
most of them had never coded before.
Were we not trying to break a Guinness World Record?
We weren't only trying, Goldlands.
We did it!
the Guinness World Record.
We broke it.
Yes.
We had to break over 1,300.
We taught over 1,300 kids how to code, broke the Guinness World Record. It was awesome. Tons of energy.
We're not making this up. There was like an official Guinness World Record guy.
Yeah, he's still here, and they're still taking pictures with him.
Oh, yeah, people kept taking pictures with him.
We wanted to bring down the award.
Yeah, but everyone's taking pictures with him.
They wouldn't let us. So anyway, but it was amazing. Tons of work went into that, but the kids loved it. They got all kinds of Minecraft prizes. So the reason I brought up Jens was he signed shirts. That was the grand prize raffle for each of the coding sessions. The kids were super excited about
that. I know my manager would have loved that.
Oh, yeah?
He's a big fan.
Cool, yeah. So, and he's going to be, Jens is going to be at the World Championship tomorrow. We're going to be at the World Championship tomorrow.
It's going to be crazy.
We're super excited.
It's going to be fun.
We'll have tons of video.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, this team's, it's going to be tough. Those are three amazing.
I know, right? I couldn't figure out who's going to do it. We'll see who, like, they're a, what, 3 minute pitch?
Yep.
We'll see what
happens. 3 minutes, it's a pitch. And they have to demo their product. So it is.
If it crashes or something happens, it doesn't work. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, it's going to be very, very nerve-wracking. But I'm very excited for these teams.
Oh, yeah.
And they're very excited.
They did a great job.
They each won $50,000 and a one-week boot camp. They're all coming back for one-week boot camp. So
cool.
Yeah, so that'll help them with their app, taking it to market, and then, of course, getting that advice from technology experts.
And then the winner gets to meet Satya.
Yeah, and the winner will get to meet Satya.
So much
and,
fun.
Yeah, it's just, and take the cup home. You saw the cup. We had it. The other day.
Oh, we had a giant thing.
Yeah. And so those teams will be winning that cup as well.
Cool.
So we're super excited. Tune in tomorrow, 12 o'clock Pacific.
Yes.
On ImagineCup.com. And we'll see you there. Goodbye. Bye.